And it looks like you're staying with us. So we'll continue down. We're to number 12, the fur bearer seasons and methods.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is in particular dealing with that non-resident opportunity to pursue raccoons in the state. And so at your last commission meeting, the commission did propose to allow for the use of dogs by non-residents during that non-resident raccoon hunting season, which is December 1 through March 15th. So this is the second reading of that proposal. And the department does not have any recommended changes for you. And just a bit more information, just to refresh your memories, we did have that petition back in October of 2023 that really started all this conversation. And the department did take some time to evaluate that and have some discussions and came back with a recommendation to allow those dogs during that non-resident season, and that's what the proposal is. So there's really no action required, but I'd certainly take any questions that the commission might have, Madam Chair.
Any questions or comments? Commissioner Teal.
I saw there's a fair amount of comments stating that these competitions that most of them come to fall outside of the season dates that we had established. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Through the chair. Yes. Thank you, Commissioner. I looked at those comments as well, and that is some of what the petitioner was talking about, and I realize you weren't there, but back in October, they want an opportunity to hold, typically they're an AKC event or a sanctioned event where they pursue raccoons, but not really an intent to harvest those raccoons, and typically those events are operating, it's my understanding, through the spring, summer, and fall months, and so with our current recommendation, it would not allow that opportunity for non-residents to pursue those raccoons during those summer months, if you will.
Any follow-up comments?
I would maybe propose or ask, I guess, if there's a way that we could add that competition piece. I don't know exactly how we'd have to word it, but if we could add something to allow them to compete. Most of the time they're not harvesting, but I understand occasionally they have to under a certain circumstance. So that's kind of the gray area. I don't know if that's something we could add to that.
Madam Chair, Commissioner, certainly the commission can do as they choose with the proposal here. I will let you know that the department in our discussions, one of our thoughts was to keep things simple. So in our mind, simple is just simply to allow the use of dogs. If we wanted to accommodate these events and that opportunity, another simple way to go would be to mirror this season with the resident season, which currently the resident season is year round and they allow the use of dogs. So that is an option for you. I would remind you that, in previous years when raccoon prices are high, there is some conflict between residents and non-residents, and residents not allowing those appreciating those non-residents coming in and harvesting raccoons when they're fetching a higher price. Now you could argue with these competitions that in the summertime those coons really aren't worth anything; they're not harvestable. And in most cases in these competitions, it's my understanding that they're not taking raccoons anyways. They're just pursuing them. On occasion, they do have an incident where a raccoon needs to be harvested. But that would be a simple option to allow this, but yet keep rules simple and that opportunity simple.
Any additional questions or comments? I guess at this point, to what you brought up, Commissioner Teal, I guess my thought process is I would like to see us move forward with the proposal in front of us, maybe walk before we run. And if it does go through, perhaps give it a year to see how our non-residents are enjoying the opportunity that we've given them, and then maybe go forward. That would be where I would suggest we go. But I'd certainly entertain any additional conversation on it. Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, John. Do we have any feedback from like our Trappers Association or forbearers that are out there? South Dakota, any concerns on any take? I mean, I'd personally, I think with the prevalence of raccoons in our surrounding states, I don't think anybody's going to be coming and traveling to do any raccoon hunting here specifically for that, unless outside of these competitions. So I'm not really concerned myself about any take, but I was just curious if our fur bearers have weighed in on that.
Yes. Through the chair, Commissioner. Certainly, yes, we did reach out to the Western Fur Harvesters Association and the South Dakota Trappers Association. Yes, not concerned at all with the proposal that we have before us. They did identify on those years where those coon prices are higher that they do see some conflict there. Right now, they're not bringing as good of a price. And so with the current proposal, no, they didn't identify any opposition to that.
So there are no changes. We don't need action on this unless there's an intent to amend what's before us. Otherwise, no action is needed. Seeing that, I see no other questions or comments, so thank you very much. We're going to continue with John.